الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن كان ذو عسرة فنظرة إلى ميسرة وَأَن تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَّكُمْ إِن كُنتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ وَصَدَقَ رَسُولُهُ النَّبِيُّ الْأُمِّيُّ الْحَبِيبُ الْكَرِيمُ وَنَحْنُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَمِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ وَالشَّاكِرِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ كَمَا صَلَّيْتَ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَعَلَى آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ اللَّهُمَّ بَارِكْ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ كَمَا بَارَكْتَ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَعَلَى آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ
المحترم دوستو بزرگو respected elders and brothers still youngster didn't come yet Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu farmate hain, he mentioned the story of hijra of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Madina Munawwara. Aapne jab hijrat farmayi, firstly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, first time he performed Jummah Salah in the tribe of Banu Salim. Kabile Banu Salim ki jagah mein aapne sabse pehle Jummah ki namaz padhai. In the beginning, they were first namaz, then khutbah. How like Eid day. Eid ke din jaise hota hai na. Pehle namaz, phir khutbah. Jummah ka bhi aisa hi tha. It was similar. Friday also, first namaz, then Jummah. Then one story, the long story happened. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed for Jummah. First khutbah, which is very important to understand, and thereafter namaz. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam perform his Jummah namaz, he was going. All the leaders of Medina Munawwara, the Sahaba Kiram who accepted Islam, they were standing in a queue line mein khare jaise. And all the leaders used to come, like, my house is here, I just come in front of the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu. Ya Rasulullah, my house. Ab mere ghar aa jaiye, I will look after you. Mere ghar tashreef le aaye. Allah ke Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to tell each and everyone, I left a string of my camel, wherever my camel sit down, jahan meri utni baith jaye, I will go that person's house. I left to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ab jiske ghar se aage nikal jate the, wo thara sahar ho jate the, mere ghar par hazri nahi hui, phir aage, the camel was carry on, and further sat down in front of the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala. Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's house, the camel sat down, phir khadi ho gayi, 2-4 minute, 5 minute sat down, and Allah Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam still was sitting on the camel. Stood up again and started walking more further. Another few footsteps. And he sat down again. And it took a U-turn back to the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari and sat down again.
Kya mukaddar jag gayi.
Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu farmata Allah ke Rasul wahan bhi utni baithi yahan bhi. Farmaya that the place I'm going to build a masjid. I masjid un nabwi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ye Allah ki taraf se tha. Utni wahan baithi. Wapsi mein Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی تو بس سبحان اللہ آپ کا جو سامان لیا گھر میں لے گئے سامان نہیں ساری دنیا سے قیمتی چیز اپنے گھر لے گئے better than everything he took in his house is a long story sometime will explain he went inside he stood for approximately 7 months کتنے مہینے رہے بھائی in the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ 7 months rahe Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said I'm going to stay down I'm going to 2 floors you and your wife go upstairs second floor you stay there I'm going to stay down farmaya nahi first night they couldn't even sleep mentioned in tariq and muarikhin said because it's not like our houses pakka ghar ho and when you walk sometimes just walk they were walking side by side We don't want to walk in the middle and the dust fall on the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ek din to pani bhi gir gaya. Pani gir gaya. To kya kiya unhone? Apne ul they have only one blanket. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi says they have only one blanket. They took the blanket quickly and wiped all the water. We don't want any single drop of water fall on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had the respect of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, morning, say, Ya Rasulullah, we couldn't sleep. So what happened? He said, we're living up on your head. We don't want that. He said, no, you stay there. Easy for me here. The people come and visit me and then go. Jaise bimar log hote hain, niche hote hain, unka bistar. Aane walon ke liye aasani hoti. Warna upar chadho, room mein jao, niche aao. Mushkil. But it's easier. For 7 months, According to one narrator, in 48 or 50 or 51 Hijri, he went with the Sahaba Ikram, age of 80. Abu Ayyub radhiyallahu anhu. Kya umar thi bhai? 80 saal ki. Allah ke raaste mein nikle. 80 saal ki umar. Hazrat Muawiya radhiyallahu ta'ala ka zamana tha us time of Muawiya radhiyallahu ta'ala ke saal. Puri dastan likhi hui hai. He passed away on the way. And he said to Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, don't bury me now. Don't bury me. If I die, give me ghusl, kafan, everything. Carry with y'all. Main zinda bhi Allah ke raaste mein, murda bhi Allah ke raaste mein. Then they buried him. By the entrance of the Istanbul, those times. Till today, the people know the qabr of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala in Istanbul. Bacha bacha bhi janta hai. Unki qabr wahan par. Malum hota hai, pehle khadim bano, to phir Allah tumhe makhdum banata hai. You have to become khadim first. Then Allah will make you makhdum. Remember. He made lots of khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he passed away in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, he said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinah Munawwara. Sahaba ikram, they were waiting for him to visit him, to see him. Most of the people, they never seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah mentioned the story of Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu ta'ala. He says, I was waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to visit him, to see his face. Desperately, I want to see him. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, he migrated. I came to know that he is here. I ran to see him. So many people were there to look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. یہ معصوم چہرہ کبھی جھوٹا نہیں ہو سکتا ہے اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے چہرے کو دیکھ کر کہا this face cannot be a liar face
is a true Nabi.
He was living in Madinatul Munawwara, who Abdullah ibn Salam was waiting. That's how our Kabirin says, Madinatul, when you mention the name of Medina also, mention with respect. Al-Madinatul Munawwara, Shah Wasiullah Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, mentioned in his kitab, Shah Wasiullah Fatah Puri Rahmatullah Ali. He passed away in 1957. He mentioned about the respect of Madinatul Munawwara, because this is Madinatul Munawwara. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Haram ala Dajjal an yadkhul fil Madinatul Munawwara." It is forbidden for the Dajjal to enter in Madina Munawwara. He cannot enter inside. He says, "Lil Madinati sab'atu abwab." There is a 7 doors of Madina Munawwara those times. 7 doors. 7 darwaze hai Madina Munawwara ke. Wa fi kulli babin malakan. On each and every door there's 2 angels. Do farishte khare hai. Kitne farishte khare? 2 farishte. By each and every door. Wa fi yadihima saifun maslul. And they're carrying the sword in their hand. The Dajjal cannot enter inside. The Dajjal cannot enter in Madina Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. To Shah Wasiullah Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was a man who was going to perform Hajj from Mumbai by ship, Kashti ke zariye to Makkah Mukarrama. He told his all the murids, "Listen, I don't know I'm going to reach to Makkah Mukarrama or not. Samajh gaye log ke kuch garbar hai." Kyunki pehle kisi ne kaha bhi tha, Hazrat, log aapke intikal ke baad phool chadhayenge. Phool chadhayenge, koi kya karega, koi kya karega. Farmaya, kaise phool chadhayenge, meri kabar par to mitti bhi nahi dali jayegi. He mentioned that time. Meri kabar par to mitti bhi nahi dali jayegi. And he told all the people, they greet him. Look like this is the last time. We won't see. On the way, he got so sick in the ship. Kashti mein bimar ho gaye. Bahut zyada bimar. Now, there were no medication, no hospital, nothing inside the ship. Allahu Akbar. And he passed away. Kashti mein intikal ho gaya. He passed away in the ship. Now the deciding was take him back to Mumbai or take him to Jeddah. Kahan le jaye inko? We can take his body. Oh, lekin yaad yaad rakho, jo aadmi puri zindagi sunnat par amal karta hai, Allah usko aakhri martaba bhi sunnat par amal karata hai. Maut to aane wali hai, wherever we are. Maut kabhi kisi ko rokne wali nahi hai. Daud alayhi salatu wassalam, chale ek aur baat yaad aa gayi. Daud alayhi salam was in his house. Kisi ne darwaza knock kiya. Man alal baab. Kaun hai darwaze par? Kya jawab diya? Allah khaf wal kulub. Wala tamnauni al hajib. Main wo hoon badshahon se darta nahi. Aur koi security mujhe rokti nahi. Meaning we are malikul maut. No one can stop us. No one can stop us. موت تو آنی حضرت داؤد علیہ السلام intent, let me read 2 rakat namaz before I leave, depart this world. معلوم ہوتا ہے آخری وقت آتا ہے تو کوئی کچھ پوچھنے ہے. اذا جا اجلهم لا يستاخرون ساعتا ولا يستقدمون. No a single second ahead not back. Straight away the angel take our soul away. Maulana Muhammad Yasin Saab, you know him, Pakistan, jo aaye hain, the father of Maulana Mufti Shafi Saab Rahmatullah. There was no single person in Deoband who never learned a sabak by him. Maulana Muhammad Yasin Saab, one day he got so sick, at the age of 80, 82, he was so ill, He told Shafi, beta hai na, chahe wo Shaykh ul Hadith ho, beta beta ho, to even he becomes Shaykh ul Hadith. Shafi, tonight you have to sleep in my room. Put your mattress here. Because I'm not well. Kyu? Mujhe diarrhea problem, bimari ho gayi hai. Har ek ghante mein mere kapre kharab ho jate hai. My clothes get dirty. And the same sickness had Hazrat Imran ibn Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala. Some of the scholars says he had the same problem, Imran ibn Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He got a sickness, of like, lots of diarrhea. Or some scholars say he had a problem in the back spine was broken. For 30 years he was in the bed. 30 saal tak bed ke andar mein the. Na baith sakte the, na chal sakte the. Bed ke andar. Bed mein. For 30 years. Kisi ne aakar pucha, Hazrat, you don't get bored? You don't get bored? 30 years a person sleeping in the bed? Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. What he replied? Yauduni kulli yawmin ba'd al-fajr wa ba'd al-asr, Jibrail alayhi salam. Every day, Jibrail alayhi salam come and visit me after Fajr and after Asr, and is asking, kaif halaka ya Imran? Hey Imran, teri kya halat hai? Main apne dukh ko bhul jata tha. وہ یقول نہیں کئی پہاڑ گیا عمران بیماری میں بھی اتنی سبحان اللہ. مولانا محمد یاسین صاحب کی بات کر رہا تھا میں آپ کو. He told حضرت مفتی شفیع صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, sleep in my room 2 o'clock or after or 3 or 4 o'clock. He says, Shafi, حضرت باجی, what happened? He says, میرے کپڑے ناپاک ہو گئے, مجھے غسل کراؤ. In a sleep, he had a diarrhea problem. تو شبی صاحب فرماتے ہیں, call my other, you know, and we took والد صاحب inside the bathroom and we gave him bath. وَسِيَابَكَ فَطَحِرْ. اللہ قرآن میں کہتے ہیں, اپنے کپڑے کو پاک رکھو. Keep your clothes clean. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم says, لَا تَدْخُلُ الْمَلَائِكَ. فرشتے داخل نہیں ہوتے. کس گھر میں؟ جس گھر میں تین چیزیں ہو, قلب تصویر او جنوبی, جس گھر میں تصویر ہو اور شوق کا کتا ہو, اور جس گھر میں آدمی ناپاک رہتے, اس گھر میں فرشتے نہیں آتے رحمت کے. اس گھر میں فرشتے نہیں آتے. پر ادھر ہم نے غسل دیا, ادھر ہماری والدہ وغیرہ نے کیا کیا, جلدی سے بستر کو سب صاف کر کے دوسرا بستر بچھا دیا. حضرت سو گئے. حضرت واپس آئے, بیڈ پر پوچھا, شفیع کتنی دیر ہے اذان کو, صبح ساری کو؟ فرمایا 10 منٹ ہے. اللہ اکبر. Start تہجد نماز. Here 2 rakat نماز and another 2 rakat نماز. شفیع کتنی دیر ہے؟ فرمایا اذان کو دو منٹ رہ گئی ہے. فرمایا ٹھیک ہے. اذان ہوئی. اذان کے بعد آپ نے کہا اللہ اکبر, 2 سنت پڑھی. He performed 2 rakat سنت. وہ موت کے بستر پر بھی 2 rakat سنت پڑھتے تھے. امام طحاوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ mention amazing things. Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said that 2 sunnat of fajr, even though you in the battle and the horses walk on you crushing you, still in the time of fajr come, don't miss your 2 rakat of sunnat of fajr. ہم میدان میں چھوڑنے سے منع کیا, ہم تو بستر میں سو جاتے ہیں. We sleep on our bed. There's no battle. Peaceful sleep. We don't even bother of 2 rakat sunnat and fajr. Look at what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Don't miss your fajr 2 rakat sunnat, even though the horses walk on you. And here we sleep in the bed. There are lots of virtues of the sunnat. He performed 2 rakat sunnat. Then he said, okay, Shafi, start your namaz. We are going to do jamaat here. He finished his faraz namaz. And after that, he said, Shafi, main Allah ke yaar ja raha hoon. I'm going to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One meri nasihat hai. Don't forget me in your reading, meaning isal-e-sawab. Send to me always isal-e-sawab. Send every day isal-e-sawab to me. Ye wasiyat thi. Kiski? والد صاحب کی. یعنی کلمہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ پاسد. معلوم ہوتا ہے جو زندگی بھر فجر کی نماز پڑھتا ہے اللہ اس کو موت کے دن بھی فجر کی نماز کی توفیق دیتا ہے. Those who perform فجر صلاة for the life, Allah will grant him hidayat to perform فجر صلاة on the day of the time he is departing. Allah will give him time to perform 2 rakat of فجر also. Remember, on the deathbed. اور جو نہیں پڑھتا اللہ اس کو موت کے دن بھی نماز سے محروم کر دیتا ہے. Those don't perform the salah, Allah deprive them on the day of the death of bed also. حضرت داؤد علیہ السلام کی بات کر رہا تھا, میں بول تو نہیں گیا, بیچ میں ٹائم ہو گیا. فرشتے آئے اندر میں, فرمایا 2 رکعت نماز پڑھ لوں میں. ایک قدم رکھا اسٹیج پر, کہا گی می few minutes to read 2 rakat namaz, and if it's not, then let me give me chance to visit my family, just to speak to them. Farmaya nahi, Allah ne farmaya yahi roo nikalna hai, yahi roo nikalna, not 2 rakat namaz, not to visit family. Kaun hai bhai? Nabi hai, main aur aap nahi hai. Don't wait for old age. Don't wait for old age. When I will become old, I will read my namaz. Understand. شاہ وسیع اللہ صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فتح پوری, ان کی اسٹوری سنا رہا تھا آپ کو. شاہ وسیع اللہ صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, اللہ اکبر, امیزنگ تھنگ, سبحان اللہ, ہی سیڈ آئی ڈونٹ نو ایم گوئنگ ٹو ریچ ٹو مکہ اور ناٹ, بٹ آن دا وے ہی پاسڈ اوے. ناؤ دے ڈیسائیڈڈ ٹو پٹ دا باڈی, دے ہرڈ سم نوائزز, بری ہم ہیئر. They put the body and they put it down in the water. Maulana Limia sahab rahmatullah alayh mentioned, 4 shaksiyat aisi hai jin ki maut kashti mein hui hai. 4 shaksiyat, there is 4 buzurg, they passed away in the ship. Aur akhir mein apni kitab mein likhte hain, galiban samandar bhi Allah se kehta hoga, every buzurg are buried in the land, at least give us some buzurg to in the ocean also, so we get some baraka from them. Hazrat Alimiya sahab mentioned this. One of the Shah Wasiullah sahab passed away in the ship while he was going to perform hajj. And second, the Sirat Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the kitab is written, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the musannif, the author of that kitab also, he passed away in the ship. The musannif, the author of Ilmu Sega, is the kitab, is a grammar kitab, normally they teach in all the darlooms, is a grammar kitab, his musannif also passed away in the ship. And the fourth one, mentioned, I forgot his name, the 4 people, they passed away, kashti ke andar mein. تو شاہ وسیع اللہ صاحب رحمۃ اللہ اپنی کتاب میں لکھتے ہیں, میں کیا کہہ رہا تھا آپ کو بھول تو نہیں گئے, کہ مدینہ منورہ, the respect, the place of مدینہ منورہ, and he mentioned there, the one person, he came to perform عمرہ or حج, and then he came to مدینہ منورہ, he did salat و salam everything, after that he went to eat in the restaurant, in the hotel somewhere, while he wanted to buy yogurt. The shopkeeper said to him, take this. He said, no, Madina Munawwara ka yogurt bahut khatta hota hai, shower hota hai na, bahut khatta hai. I don't like the shower milk, meaning yogurt of Madina Munawwara. Oh, ho gaya. Night time he went to sleep. Shah sahab rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, Shah Wasiullah sahab rahmatullah alayhi, this was a great khalifa of Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi. He said there's a true story. He mentioned he went to sleep at Nabi Mukarrabara Beshbuad Hairani. Sometimes very pious people, they do little but mistakes, Allah catch them. They do little but mistake, Allah, jo Allah ke bahut kareeb hota hai, uski choti baat par bhi pakar ho jati hai. He said that word, subhanallah, he went to sleep. Allah ke nabi ne farmaya sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne khwab mein, nikal jao, tumhe madina ka dahi pasand nahi, mere shahar se nikal jao, agar nahi nikloge to tumhara imaan chala jayega. Get out from here, go out from Madina Munawwara. If you don't like our city, our country stinks, then go away from here. یہ اٹھے, بہت پریشان تھے, واز ا ویری ویری پریشان, سبحان اللہ, واٹ ہیپن, ہی وین ہی میڈ غسل And even Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he read two rakat salatul tawbah. He keep on reading durood sharif. Then he read salatul tawbah again. He went to his salatul salam, and he was crying and crying. He went to sleep. Some scholar mentioned that he dreamed Hazrat. So he went to Shuhada-e Uhud, and he did Isal-e-Sawab, and he saw in his dream Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, and he mentioned the story. He said, listen, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to you, you have to go, otherwise you're going to lose your iman out. He was crying and crying, and he saw a dream again that your toba namaz save you to exit from iman. Wow. Allah said, toba karo. Isliye to Abdullah ibn Salam ki baat kar raha tha, ke he said, he was living in Madinatul Munawwara, and he says, I never seen the face like this. Laysa hadha biwajhu. Laysa hadha biwajhi al-kadhab. This is the live person. Cannot be a live person's face. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kabhi bhi aise jhoote nahi ho sakte sachche. So Hazrat Nabi sallallahu, I was reading the Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anu story. His father, the story is mentioned in Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, in Kitab al-Zakat also, many places. Abdullah ibn Amr, his father's name was Abdullah ibn Amr. It was the first Hijri. Second Hijri was the battle of Uhud. He said to his son, Abdullah, Jabir was 15 years old only. 15 years old. He told Jabir, tomorrow I'm going in the battle of Uhud, and I'm going to be a shaheed. Main kal shaheed hone wala hu. Farma abba ji, abu kaise pata? Farma, last week I dreamt one of my friend who passed away, and few signs he showed me. Definitely I'm going tomorrow in the battle, and I'm going to be shaheed. He went to see Masjid Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am coming tomorrow in the battle of Uhud. Farma, theek hai. Then he called his son Jabir. Jabir, I am requesting you two things. Number one, listen, I'm going to be shaheed tomorrow. I am leaving so much debt on my head. You have to pay all the debt. Karza, pay karna hai. Samajh mein baat aa rahi hai? Pay karna hai. Intikal. Or number two, hunna tis'u banat. I am leaving behind 9 daughters. How many, bhai? 9 beti hai, ek beta hai. Jabir, sun raha hai. Aaj behan ko kaun puchta hai? They don't ask sisters. They don't ask sisters, inshallah. Sometime I'll explain you to look after. You know, family, the widow's daughter, father, look after. Subhanallah, how much reward? Remember, hum bhul jate hain. Apni family par kharach karna, apni biwi bachcho par kharach karna, to spend on your own family. On the day of Qiyamah, sabse pehle, jis cheez ko tola jayega, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah is going to wait on the day of Qiyamah. First things, whatever you spend for your family. Jo family par kharach kiya. Jabir bin Abdullah, abhi baat lambi ho jayegi. I want to come, but inshallah, next week also I've got a program here. I will explain it more further. I have to understand more the story of Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah. Abdullah says, I'm leaving 9 daughters behind. And the next day he went in a battle of Uhud and he passed away. Shaheed ho gaye. Ab jab battle, ab Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Hazrat Jabir, call him and call his family. To apni abba ki body hai, usko band kar diya hua tha, ka le jao. What you want to do? You want to bury here? Sir, we want the family servant to bury in our family graveyard. For my theek hai. Lekin Allah Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my wish is to bury him in the same place where he became shaheed, subhanallah. And they buried him. Now another story that all the sahaba were given kafan beside Amr ibn Jamu. Who was Amr ibn Jamu radiyallahu ta'ala anhu? He's dies becoming shaheed in the age of 60. He accepted Islam age of 60, and he was crippled from one leg, couldn't even walk. He wanted to become shaheed. He told the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want to go in the battle also, in the same battle, but my children stopping us, stopping me. Allah Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the children, let him go. La Allah yarzuku shahada. May he can get shahada in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They gave him chance. Okay, he went in a battle, he became shaheed too. So one sahabi had no kafan, Hazrat Amr ibn Jabu. He got 3 children, Muaz, Muawwaz, another one, 3 children. They said that Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that Ya Jabir, your father and Amr ibn Jabir, we can put together in. Okay, they buried him, buried both of them. Then Jabir radiallahu anhu came to Masjid Nabi, said Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was crying for my La Tabuki, don't cry, don't cry. Let me tell you, he said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, let me tell you about your father. Your father became shaheed and kallam Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah directly spoken to him. Allah still was sad. Still sad. Farmaya, theek hai. Let me tell you more. Allah asked your father, Ya Abdullah, what you want? Sal tuta. Ask me, I will give you. What he said, Ya Allah, I want that. Send me the dunya again. I want to become shaheed again. فرمایا یہ تو کسی کے لیے نہیں ہو سکتا ہے ایک بار آ گیا ختم ہو گیا دوبارہ چانس نہیں ملتا انشاءاللہ from here we going to go more ahead about the debt that his father left the debt what is the virtues to give somebody قرض حسنا I will explain inshallah in detail virtues also inshallah next week friday inshallah I'm going to be here again inshallah پاک ہم سب کو عمل کی